Rotem, please.
Okay. So good evening, everybody. My name is Rotem Brown. Thank you so much for this platform. I find this conversation fascinating. And I also, I can tell you that the people of my country are very curious to know and to listen and to hear from firsthand from people around the world, because the media, mainstream media, is so deceitful that you cannot even fathom the real situation. I would go so far to say that our entire reality is being fabricated by those who have the power and the interest to do so, and that they gain so much from this pandemia. I don't see any point in elaborating about things that you we all know and grasp. Just to say that our situation in Israel is very unique, in the sense that most of the population, or the people who actually have a voice, that are grown up and that are vaccinated. If you have any way to avoid, I have heard Pastor John's speech, and I think that if we can help in any way to prevent vaccination, and actually, to in all truth, I cannot call this thing a vaccine, because it is not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy. And as Uriel stated, our people committee are investigating the adverse side effects of this Pfizer, I don't even know, liquid, mm-hmm. or gene therapy. We are witnessing horrible, horrible side effects, and nobody will ever compensate these people, since this thing is called a vaccine and it's not called a medication. So there are different rules about liability. For myself, I can say I used to be a very peaceful lawyer. I have an office in Tel Aviv, but 1 year ago, I woke up to realize that I'm an activist. And since then, I work day and night, and I have another colleague that's working with me. Her name is Irit, and we are filing more and more applications for the High Court. Also, was stated before me that trying to go to lower tribunals can be devastating. We've seen it in our country. Also, because the media is so into strengthening the deceitful narrative of the pandemia, then we are fighting giants. That's at least the way we feel. So as David and Goliath in this biblical myth, we are David and we are fighting Goliath, and we need to act as quickly as and as with wisdom, and this is what we are trying to do. Also, I don't know if Uriel stated, we have green passport in Israel, which is probably the most fascist, horrible thing that happened in our country ever. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that such a thing has happened in the state of Israel, where we have Holocaust survivors. We had Holocaust Day a month ago, and the ceremonies did not allow Holocaust survivors to come if they don't have green passport. Can you imagine a thing like that? A person who went through camps and was experimented on is now going through the whole trauma again in their own state. It's just astonishing.
We had one of the Holocaust survivors interviewed one of them on our Corona committee. Her name is Vera Sharaf.
Yes, I met her. I I had happened to talk to her on the phone, and she was very nice, and yeah. She told me the story, and she enlightened me about Klaus Schwab and the whole clique. She pointed me right, like in the right direction to read and learn a little more of what's actually happening. Yes.
The thing is, the most important thing she said is that she never in her lifetime would have expected to have to fight the very same people again that she had to fight against 70 or 80 years ago. And I do understand because of the mainstream media's propaganda, but it's very hard to understand how those people who survived this do not get a voice in your country, because they must make themselves heard. Everybody should hear their story. So that would be a very stark warning, I think. But
well, historically, there has been a problem with the Holocaust survivors. They're like,
I would say
there are few, and sometimes they get to the situation that they don't have, they are not treated economically well enough in the country, which is weird, but I don't know.
So that's strange.
I would say that the brainwash is so powerful that we are experiencing such a cognitive dissonance among the people, that really the fight or the war is about consciousness. And I saw the email that you sent about the PCR test, and truly I think that the biggest problem is mainstream media and the brainwash. And we use so I don't think that if we even tell people that the PCR tests are, excuse me, bullshit, that they would actually believe it, because no. They are so brainwashed. So the only tools we have are going to the High Court of Justice. I personally made very big lawsuits that are, you would say, constitutional. We don't actually have a constitution in Israel, but to protect a few thousand people, thousands of people, I represent a group of teachers that were threatened to be fired or being forced to inject the Pfizer liquid or get tested, and they are at least left alone for now. So I also, we represent under the People's Committee another group of people who are parents of children, that now they are starting to mandate a PCR test in school. Of course, the real purpose is to inject them, even though it is highly dangerous and experimental, and they are hiding the fact that that the whole thing is experimental, which is another application that we made about the deceit, the whole deceit about the how the propaganda for Pfizer liquid was presented on television, and behind them there was this logo FDA approved, and they said it was it went through the strictest of tests, which is complete lie. There was no test. The FDA authorization, emergency authorization, that is temporary, was given upon the sole word of Pfizer, and without any tests. Also, the thing was not tested in Israel. It was just shipped here, and immediately 5 million people were injected, which is insane. There are only 9 million people in the country.
But you're saying that if I have written this down correctly, 5 million people were vaccinated, 2.5 million children are supposed to get vaccinated but haven't been vaccinated yet.
Yes, but they're only authorizing right now the vaccination between ages of 12 and 16, which is of course not the 2.5 million.
High school children, 16 and above, are vaccinated, and now the discrimination is so severe that if you have a 16-year-old child, they cannot go to the annual trip with their other children. They can go and do everything that is not fun, but anything that is fun, they cannot do, which suggests the whole green passport is punitive and not. It has no epidemiological logic behind it or any. We are trying to, and I do want to go back to what Pastor John said, which is, I thought it was, I don't know, so powerful, his words. The scientific thing is essential. In our people committee, we have scientists, doctors, people from the from like media experts, doctors, professors, lawyers. We are trying to combine forces and to, but and not come out as conspiration theories, which is what they are trying to say about us. I have friends who actually asked me if I believe in flat world. That's how brainwashed people are. People who know my career. I am a lawyer. I'm an economist. I have also another degree in business. For people who know me to ask me such a thing, that tells you how brainwashed they are.
Yeah, but this is the same story. It's happening all over the world. The other side is afraid of our opinions, is afraid of our scientific arguments. That's why they must do everything to keep us from getting our opinions and our scientific opinions heard. That's why they're all in every single country. This is the same approach everywhere. That's why they're all calling us right-wing Martians, flat earthers, whatever. They can only attack us personally. They cannot attack our opinions, because there's no way if they had us on a talk show, for example, on public television, their whole house of cards would immediately collapse. Because as you may have noticed, those stooges or puppets whose strings are being pulled by the people who are behind them, most of them are not very smart. They're not the brightest candles on the chandelier. They're rather very, I'm not gonna say stupid people, but they're not very bright. They put them there because they're easy to handle. And that's why they don't want them to talk to us, not in public.
But I would say to that I was interviewed at the beginning of my struggle when I first started to represent the teachers of Israel. The media actually chased me, and I knew that they are manipulating the thing. First of all, and this is some kind of advice that I can give you all, that you should never, ever, ever give an interview that is not live, only live interview, because they edit it and they make you sound ridiculous. They will do anything to represent anybody who is not aligned with the narrative as fake news. The media are the most, for at least on my part, the most dangerous tool of all. I am not sure that they are even they have any kind of thing to offer us. They are bought and paid for, and there's nothing we can do with them. Listen, except maybe sue them.
But you have to choose your battles. You can't fight every battle. You have to choose your battles. But listen, in my view, there are a lot of people out there who share our views. Most of them keep quiet at this point. For example, the other day I had to go to the German equivalent of the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles. And there was this woman talking to me behind this shield. And I got the impression that she was not very happy with what she was doing. She was wearing a mask, but she kept pulling it down. Eventually, I told her, because she was making a joke, which sounded as though she didn't really mean it to be funny. And I said, well, you know, where do you get this information? She said, well, not from the mainstream media. I said, well, check our Corona committee. Check it out. It's Corona-Committee, DE, in German, of course, Corona-Ausschuss-DE. And she said, well, we do get information from the mainstream media. And then she stopped, she paused, and then she said, but all of us know it's bullshit. So many more people out there understand what's going on than we think. Many more people are beginning to realize that there's something wrong. And that's why we have to be careful. We have to try and reach out to them and not antagonize them, because it's not really their fault. It's the fault of the mainstream media. What we cannot do is we will not be able to save everyone if only half of what the scientists who we spoke to, including Mike Yeadon, former vice president of Pfizer, including Professor Bhakti, including Dr. Wolfgang Wodak, many, many others, if only half of what they're telling us is true, Dr. Tenpenny from the United States, if only half of that is true, then many people will be in deep trouble. Many vaccinated people will be in deep trouble once they are confronted with a live virus in the fall, probably.
Probably our salvation will come from your direction, because in Israel, the catastrophe is the amount of people that were vaccinated. And once people inject this thing into their body, they are committed to the narrative.
Yeah.
Because they have already been fooled. And I think it was Mark Twain who said that it is easier to fool a person than to make a person understand that he was fooled.
Yeah.
And once they were fooled, it is almost impossible to get them out of the trap.
Their own minds need to assert their reality that they chose.
Yeah.
So they chose the vaccination. That must be the reality. Cannot be otherwise.
But the additional problem that they're facing is that once you got vaccinated, it's going to be almost impossible to listen to the other side, because what is the other side going to tell you? You
may die. Vaccination is dangerous. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
No one wants to hear this. However, they're not all going to die. That's what Pastor John told us. There is hope even for those people, but they're in grave danger.
But I've heard some parents saying that they're just starting to realize that maybe their option, their decision was not as good, and they're choosing not to vaccinate their children. I heard some cases, or cases where they don't want to take the next dose, the third dose that they're talking about.
Yeah. I try to say to the people, and this is what we try to establish in our lawsuits of the High Court, that the discrimination is a more severe illness than corona, that losing your human rights is more dangerous than any disease, and that we try to remind them that countries that have only one opinion are the most dangerous countries in the world. Okay. And pluralism, once we lose that, it's not coming back.
That is true. That is true. That's why we have to fight. We're behind schedule. Do you mind, because there's another colleague of yours from Israel, his name is Samuel Togal. Do you mind if we switch over to him?
Sure, we are very familiar with him.
Okay, good.
Hi, Tamir.
We are friends.